You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e hoa ma, you are on BFM and we've got a very special guest on the line. It is Josh Burgess from Umizoomer chatting to us all the way from New York. Kia ora Josh, how are you?
I'm good, morning.
Morning. Well, actually, what time of the day is it for you where you are?
4:48.
In the morning or in the evening?
PM.
Oh, PM. Oh, thank
before.
Goodness.
I haven't entered the future yet.
Well, hello
you
from the future.
Does it all work out?
It's still 2020, unfortunately, in the future.
No good.
Hey, Josh, it's awesome to be able to chat to you because Umizoomer are putting out some pretty cool stuff at the moment. You guys are doing alternate versions of your most recent record. Can you tell us a little bit about why you're doing this project?
Yeah, totally. You know, like, we sort of released a record and maybe the worst possible day of the last decade. It was like March 13th, which is, you know, the epicenter of the world sort of going into lockdown. And we had like a ton of shows booked, I think about like 70, and that ended up getting cancelled this year. And it was all in support of Truth or Consequences, the record that we put out. Yeah, like all of a sudden we just had a lot of time on our hands and kind of like felt like we had this big hole in what we normally do with releasing a record, with touring it. So we kind of diverted that, you know, energy into making some alternative versions of the records in a sort of an attempt to like have that same sort of like exploratory process that you get playing the same songs like 70 shows in a row or whatever. So yeah, it was definitely like a quarantine project. I think as well that we were so sort of deflated by the fact that, you know, we were staring down all these shows and they all just disappeared overnight, but it kind of just felt cathartic to
kind of get it out there.
Put that energy into something, yeah.
It's a nice thing for like your fans as well to be able to listen to, because there'll be a lot of people disappointed that they can't see you on that tour as well. So kind of, I guess it is a two-way street in that sense. You get to have a different relationship with songs that you've been enjoying listening to also. I'm kind of curious about how it's worked, because are you guys all in New York or are you sort of scattered around the world at the moment?
Yeah, so Charlie and Christy are living in London. Christy just moved there, and then Olivia, our drummer, is in Wellington. So, yeah, honestly, with this project, it was kind of like just to start it off, we each picked a couple songs each and sort of got the balls rolling with it. Like, the way that we did it is we kept the a cappella pretty much intact. Mm-hmm. So that's from the Truth or Consequences version, is the vocal, as people have heard it before, and then kind of just constructed around that. So, yeah, it really was just, you know, everyone pick a couple of songs and kind of go from there. But, you know, in many ways, we're kind of in a lucky position that we've never really had the luxury of living in the same city or having a shared studio or anything like that. So we kind of have that skill set to jump into working remote.
Yeah, that's actually so true, because I know a lot of bands are having to kind of get up to speed with that quickly, because it is a weird time for a lot of people being stuck in places they wouldn't normally be. But that is a little bit your bread and butter as a band. You sort of work separately, bring it all together, and then tour it. And obviously the bit that's missing this time is the touring. But this is a really nice way of filling that gap with something that is equally interesting and gives these songs a new lease of life. What has been some of your favourite parts of this record to work on, Josh?
I think the first song that we did, Lie Like You Want Me Back, which was like written really close after coming back from tour and facing down this unknown abyss. And yeah, I think that one for me was kind of like, I will always think of that insane week after the world went into lockdown and it was just spinning at a gazillion miles an hour. And there's also like a Janet Frame poem in there as well, which is, you know, I've never sort of like experimented with adding something like that kind of element. But yeah, this, I mean, it's kind of funny in many ways as well, because, you know, part of these songs were worked on like in my girlfriend's mum's garage in South Carolina, where we kind of went down for a month or so. So it's nice to have kind of this like musical catalog, you know, like this musical snapshot of that time. So I think that's kind of what one of the things for me that I think it's quite nice that I can always revisit this alternate version of Truth or Consequence and say that was March and April of 2020. Perhaps the biggest of all clusters that we've, you know.
Yeah. What? It is a wild time. I'm really curious about what it's actually been like for you in the States, because it's a pretty crazy time to be in America. How's that felt for you, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, like, for the first time ever sort of living here, and I've been here since about 2012, so it's been a long time. But it was, like, really bizarre that New Zealand was, like, the best place in the world to be, but my life had moved to such a place where, you know, I have, like, a long-term girlfriend and a cat and an apartment.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't leave America, which felt very, very strange, you know, because, you know, like, initially you have a bit of a experience where you're kind of one foot in, one foot out, you know? You kind of don't know which one you belong to. But
totally.
It's kind of cemented that. I think in general, though, New York got hit so hard so early on that everyone got freaked out. Like, I'm on the street now, and I don't see a single person not wearing a mask.
Right.
And you still can't go into restaurants or bars. Like, New York really went hard on shutting down, and as a result, is the best place in the U.S. to be.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, look, not great being in America at the moment, but it's kind of made me appreciate the, you know, the 8-block radius that I sort of live in, where my studio is and my apartment. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, man, New Zealand, way to go! Knocked it out the park.
Well, hopefully we'll see what's happening. But it is a really interesting thing. I think people finding that radius that is their world for the moment, having a good kind of bunch of things, your music, your friends, your cat, as you said, all in one space. It's kind of nice to have a world you can kind of wrap your hands around a little bit as well. How does that kind of check out? Do you feel like that's maybe a bit true? It's nice to have your stuff in your space.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's kind of weird because you get, like, before you go on a big bout of touring, and this probably would have been, like, maybe a third or fourth big cycle of touring, you almost mentally prepare that you're, like, I'm going to not spend much time at home. And it's, like, the complete antithesis of that happens. Definitely makes you appreciate things that you didn't know that you really did fully sort of appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, what a crazy time. I wish I had something better to say to them. What a crazy time. I
feel unprecedented.
Like my whole experience of this thing. Yeah, unprecedented. I feel like, you know, it's kind of almost like a breakup. It's like you wake up and you have that little bit of bliss sometimes when you're deep in the breakup for 15 seconds where you forgot that you got dumped. And you're like, and then you remember and you're like, oh, shit. And you're like, you know?
You wake up and it's
kind of like that.
It's still a pandemic. Josh, it's a lovely silver lining to have this beautiful new record. When is the whole record out?
I think it is at the end of October. So we're just doing one song a week.
Cool.
Dripping them out. So I think we're on to like number 4 as of today. And yeah, a few more surprises as well. We did some really cool, we shot a music video where, you know, the only Christy could be in it. So we utilized some projections and stuff like that.
Oh,
so there's
sweet.
A few things that we've been playing with the limitations, sort of seeing them as almost, creative, places to jump off, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
You can't have. Yeah.
Well, Josh, it's an absolute pleasure to chat to you. We're going to listen to Lie Like You Want Me Back, the alternate version. Thank you so much for speaking to us all the way from New York. Take care, and hopefully we'll see you in the future at some point at a show in New Zealand.
We are very much looking forward to it. Stay safe, everyone. Wash those hands, wear a mask, do all the stuff.
Very good advice.
Tomorrow.
Exactly. Hey, cheers, Josh. Ka kite anō. We'll see you later.
Yes, thank you so much. Ciao.
Bye. And I thought so hard about it. I was
answer till the end. Say the suspense, tell me I'm mad. The way that you're blaming it makes me sad. So all I was done, onto another one.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.